My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and in today's Purgatory story, we hear about the banker who came to pay off his final debt. Father Philischoups of the Company of Jesus, who died in Louvain in 1878, related the following fact which happened in Antwerp during the first year of his ministry in that city. He had just preached a mission and had returned to the College of Notre Dame, then situated in the Rue L'Empereur, when he was told someone asked for him in the parlor. Descending immediately, he found there two young men in the flower of their age, with a pale and sickly child of about 10 years. "Father," they said, "here's a poor child that we have adopted, and who deserves our protection because he is good and pious. We feed and educate him, and for more than a year that he has formed part of our family. He has been happy and enjoyed good health. It is only for the last few weeks that he has commenced to grow thin and pine away as you now see him." "What is the cause of this change?" asked the father. "It is fright," they replied. "The child is awakened every night by apparitions. A man, he assures us, presents himself before him, and he sees him as distinctly as he sees us in full daylight. This is the cause of his continual fear and uneasiness. We come, Father, to ask of you some remedy." "My friends," replied Father Schoofs, "with God there is a remedy for all things. Begin, both of you, by making a good confession and communion. Beg God to deliver you from all evil and fear nothing. As for you, my child, say your prayers well, then sleep so soundly that no ghost can awake you." He then dismissed them, telling them to return in case anything more should happen. 2 weeks passed and they again returned. "Father," said they, "we have followed your orders, and yet the apparitions continue as before. The child always sees the same man appear. From this evening," said Father Schoofs, "watch at the door of the child's room, provided with paper and ink with which to write the answers. When he warns you of the presence of that man, ask in the name of God who he is, the time of his death, where he lived, and why he returns." The following day they returned, carrying the paper on which was written the answers which they had received. "We saw," they said, "the man that appears to the child. They described him as an old man of whom they could but see the bust, and he wore a costume of the olden times." He told them his name and the house in which he had dwelt in Antwerp. He had died in 1636, had followed the profession of banker in that same house, which in his time comprised the two houses, which today may be seen situated to the right and left of it. Let us remark here that certain documents which prove the accuracy of these indications have since been discovered in the archives of the city of Antwerp. He added that he was in purgatory and that a few prayers had been said for him. He then begged the persons of the house to offer Holy Communion for him, and finally asked that a pilgrimage might be made for him to Notre Dame de Fievres and another to Notre Dame de la Chapelle in Brussels. "You will do well to comply with all these requests," said Father Schoofs, "and if the spirit returns before speaking to him, require him to say the Pater, Ave, and Credo." They accomplished the good works indicated with all possible piety, and many good conversions were effected. When all was finished, the young men returned. "Father, he prayed," they said to Father Schoofs, "but in a tone of indescribable faith and piety. We never heard anyone pray thus. What reverence in the Our Father, what love in the Hail Mary, what fervor in the I Believe. Now we know what it is to pray." Then he thanked us for our prayers. He was greatly relieved, and would have been entirely delivered had not an assistant in our shop made a sacrilegious communion. "We have," they continued, reported these words to the person. She turned pale, acknowledged her guilt, then running to her confessor, hastened to repair her crime. "Since that day," added Father Schoofs, "that house has never been troubled. The family that inhabit it have prospered rapidly, and today they are rich. The two brothers continue to conduct themselves in an exemplary manner, and their sister became a religious in a convent, of which she is at the present time superior. Everything leads us to believe that the prosperity of that family was a result of the succor given to the departed soul. After 2 centuries of punishment, there remained to the latter but a small part of the expiation and the performance of some good works which he asked. When these were accomplished, he was delivered and wished to show his gratitude by obtaining the blessings of God upon his benefactors." And so, my friends, when we take care of the souls in purgatory, they take care of us. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next episode of Purgatory Stories.